Obviously, Parsha Shalach. Parsha Shalach has the focus on the Meraglim, on the spies, and that's when you think Parsha Shalach, that's immediately what you think about. But in Parsha Shalach is also the mitzvah of challah. At any time we bake challah, we have a very special mitzvah to take off a portion of the challah. I'm sure all of you have done this with Mekayim, this beautiful mitzvah. What's the connection? Why is that here in Parsha Shalach? What's the connection, perhaps, with the mitzvah of challah and the Meraglim? So I saw an amazing Torah from Rav Zusha, the Sefer Avodas Yisrael. It says, what happens when you take challah? See, lechem, bread, is the symbolism of materialism. Is the symbolism of our physical life. It's basically our basic necessity of life. It's bread. You think about what Hashem gave us in the Midbar to sustain ourselves? It was man. Our bread is our sustenance. It's our physical connection. And the Pasuk says in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yichas, or Pasuk Yichas, then really a test. We'll say a test. V'haya b'acholcha milechem haaretz. When you eat of the bread of the land, tarimu truma l'Hashem, you have to give a portion to Hashem. As Rav Zusha learns it as follows. Whenever you partake in the physical world, whenever we partake in the world of materialism, elevate it to Hashem. Elevate everything we do to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the mitzvah of challah is in its essence. Challah is, as we said, the quintessential example of materialism, physicality. Take that and turn it into a mitzvah. And that's what we need to do in our lives. And that, many mafarshim explain, was the actual sin of the Meraglim. You see, the Meraglim are kulam anashim. They were really holy individuals. They were tzaddikim. How could they talk badly about Eretz Yisrael? So some explain, the Belzer Rebbe, Zatzal, and others, that they went into Eretz Yisrael and they realized everything we have in the Midbar is going to end. In the Midbar, everything was spiritual. I could sit and learn Torah all day. Hashem provided us with our man. Our clothing was growing with us. It was all Kedusha. I'm going to go into Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to have to work. I'm going to have to plant. I'm going to have to be a physical human being. And therefore, they did it lishma. They were afraid. They couldn't live the life of Kedusha that they were living in the Midbar. And they said, it's not a good idea. They had beautiful ideas of why they wanted to do this. To stay more deeply connected to Hashem. What they didn't understand was the mitzvah of challah. And that's why challah comes right after Meraglim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, wants us to learn and to daven. But He understands that we also eat and we sleep. And we come to Camp Dina and spend the summer. And we're going to play sports and be involved with our campers. And be sometimes involved in what seem to be mundane activities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take those and tarim utrum Hashem. Be mekadesh, make holy every aspect of our life. With proper midos. Every time we eat, Hashem says, I want you to eat, I want you to enjoy it. Make a bracha before, make a bracha after. I'm going to take it and be mekadesh it. Make it holy. That's our avoda in this world. Our avoda in this world is not to have to live like a malach, not to live like an angel, and abstain from the physical, but to elevate the physical. The chait meraglim of those tzaddikim where they thought, we should abstain and live in the Midbar, live in the desert, one with Hashem. Hashem says, no, I want you to Eretz Yisrael. I want you to live as a person, but as a person who could elevate everything you do to Hashem and connect to Hashem in everything that we do. And that's the mitzvah challah. And that's the opportunity many of us, and especially us here, have in the summer. And many in the summer. In the summer often is a time with a lot more chill and a lot more relaxation. And trips and different things that go on. Our avod is to be the same Bas Torah, to have the same connection to Hashem in all that we do, and elevate all we do to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in that schus, if that's what Hashem wanted for us as we entered Eretz Yisrael, Bez Hashem, in that schus, we'll be zoicha to enter Eretz Yisrael again with Bias Tzedek, with Bias Mashiach, with Geula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu. Hashem, a beautiful night, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.